Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of This Thing On. I'm Alex Petrovich and I'm here with my co-host Joe Foster.
Bonjour.
Producer Jade Gebney.
Hi.
And our fantastic guest this month, Kate Ovens.
Hello, you're all right.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for joining us on this hot day in Brighton.
It is hot.
it's too hot, isn't it? It has been for quite some time now. I'm sorry, I sort of slightly threw you off there when I said bonjour rather than hello.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
I could feel the sort of vibe of you going, what the fuck? But you look terrific, Alex.
Oh, thank you very
much. Is that a new hat?
It is a new hat. This is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
What does the P stand for?
I found this hat. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates, apparently, because it's a baseball team. I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Where did you find it?
Someone gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Lost and found. Is it possible for head circumference to change?
For what, sorry?
For your head circumference to change. Because I'm pretty sure this hat used to fit. And there's no adjustable feature on the hat. And now it is considerably tight.
So do you think maybe your head has grown?
Like expanded in the sun or something.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing that happens to you, yeah.
If it's going to happen to anyone, it's going to happen to me.
Alex is always ill. It's something we mention every time now, because he's usually always ill. So now your head's gotten bigger.
But that's not necessary.
Do you think that's like a disease?
Possibly.
Might learn some new facts. Are you a summer person, Kate?
I am the most summer person ever. Like, literally, I've been so upset all Christmas and winter just waiting for this blue skies and sunshine day.
Yeah.
So, definitely needing the sunshine. And I apologise about having a very croaky voice right now. I have been in Dublin all weekend, so I know that this was supposed to be like, you know, it's like, don't worry, or you don't need to even look nice, but your voice has to be okay. Yeah, I messed that one up as well, so.
I was just going to point out, that wasn't me saying that in the email.
I know.
Yeah, he's a real chauvinist prick. It's a miracle when the arm turns up.
So that's just my draft template.
who were you in Dublin with?
So I was with Guinness, so it was like a brand trip and everything, and
ooh,
it was really, really fun, hence
now,
the croaky voice.
As someone who has never been on a brand trip before, what does that involve?
So it's basically the company like covered all the costs of like the flights and the hotel
and
everything,
hotel and
just sort of all you have to do is like put up like some stories and posts, and they didn't even really ask me to do anything, so it was all out of my own accord.
Nice.
So
you have to put pictures up of you like drinking a Guinness.
Yeah. Essentially, just kind of like showing off, because it was an event called Meetopia, so it was kind of like just trying to show off their event in Ireland. And to be honest, they only told me about it on like, everyone who went on that trip only found out on like the Tuesday. I like cancelled so many things. I was like, I've just always wanted to go to Dublin.
Moving things about.
So yeah, I was just like, I can adjust this. We can move that meeting there. Like Saturday, don't even know. I'm going to Dublin.
What about were you with other people?
Yeah, so I was with, funnily enough, the people they invited, I actually already knew them anyway. So it was guys in the food industry. So it was like going on holiday with my mates.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it was me and three other foodies. So just guys who do like food on social media.
Nice.
And it was so awesome. And I've basically been drinking nonstop.
Sounds like the perfect trip.
It really was.
So tell our listeners a bit about kind of how you got into that stuff and kind of what your job entails and stuff like that.
So I won't lie to you, I have no idea like how I've kind of like ricocheted into all of this. It's it started maybe about four or five years ago, I'd say now. Gosh, that's so long. It was at university, and I've always like struggled with my weight and everything. Like I used to be a bit chubbier, like not fat, just a little bit bigger. But when I was about sort of 16, 17, I decided that I was going to lose all the weight. But when I did that, I just didn't lose my appetite. I was starving like all the time. And so when I got to uni, I was watching these like Man vs. Food videos online, and I was just watching it, starving, like dieting and everything, just like, oh.
And the food looks really good on those shows.
Yeah, like that's what I was doing. It's like, you know how some people are like, oh God, I can't believe someone would do that. I'm like, oh my God, and then what? What else do you put on it? So I was doing that, and I was like, oh, you know what? I really think I can do this myself. Like, my brother's there like, oh, no, you can't. I was like, no, I really think I can. Shut up, Nick. and I found this challenge in Newcastle, which was called the Gutbuster Challenge, which was a 24-ounce, like, burger smothered in cheese, like, bit of garnish, like, handful of wedges on the side, and you had to finish it in 20 minutes. Like, that was the catch. So me and three of my mates went down. We were like, right, like, you know, I think they were just kind of like, they're like, oh, we'll do it. It'll be a bit of fun, whatever. I was there like, I'm gonna do this, like, I'm not talking to any of you. And timer goes, I'm like going straight on through it, and literally 20 minutes, ding, swallow my last bite, and like that was it. Wow. And I was the only one out of the table. Unfortunately, my friend did actually finish about a minute later, so but he couldn't like win officially because of the timing situation, which was unfortunate. But so yeah, I ended up winning, and like my friend had taken like a before and after photo. And then about a year, like, nothing happened after that. And then about a year later, I was just really bored one evening. I was like, I remember that photo. Like, and I saw one of these things on Lab Bible. It's like, you can write to the writers at Lab Bible, you know, any stories you think is worthy of a Lab Bible article. So I was like, you know what, it's Sunday, I'm really bored, I'm just gonna see if this is worthy. So I sent it across, and I sent across like what had happened. So it was like 20 minutes, like, I was the only girl out of my group who actually finished it within a time frame. This was the place, this was the burger, what do you think? And then about 3 days later, and this was like when Lab Bible was kind of still first starting out, so it was quite like, you know, when they email me back, one, I like almost cried. Two, I was like shaking, and I'm running around work for ages, like, hey, you've got to do something. I'm like, no, but I got an email back from Lab Bible. So I, like, you know, we had like an interview, like back and forth, asking questions and things like that, and then the article went up, and then just madness, utter chaos. You know when they say like you go viral and you know, things go mental? I have been viral like since, but that first one, I went to the cinema that night. I think I was seeing The Hunger Games or something with my mate. So obviously you go in the cinema, as you do, add more context to this story. And as you know, going to the cinema, I'll turn my phone off. As soon as I turn my phone on, it did not stop for about 48 hours. Like, genuinely, like, bling, 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 bling. My mates are messaging, my family's messaging me, so many random people are messaging me. I got news agents messaging me. I was like, what the hell is going on? And yeah, it started from there. And then about sort of a few months later, my friends were like, you should make a page, you should do videos. I was a bit like, I really don't want to. Like, my, you know, at this point in time, selfies had only just become a thing. So, you know, everyone was really self-conscious about putting up, like, their first ever selfie. Yeah. And, you know, it was a really, like, awkward time on social media because you didn't want to, like, put yourself out there and be boastful, but you also didn't want to, you know, you saw other people doing it, and you were like, oh, like, this looks nice, like, this is cool. So after a lot of persuasion, I was like, okay, I will try and give this a go. And I did do one video sort of like in between that time, and it was terrible. I literally got ripped the like, can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I got ripped the shit out. No, I got just taken the mickey out of so much by, like, you know, not close friends, but like, you know, friends that you've met
it's
kind of like the joking, they don't really mean it, that type of thing. This video was awful, by the way. I used to think a jump cut was like them pausing it and pressing play again, so this is how bad this video was. So it's like,
I mean,
you know,
I still don't know.
It's like, and still pause. so this video was awful, but I was really proud of it at the time. I just filmed it at home and everything, so that one went catastrophically bad. So I was like, no, really don't want to do a page, really don't want to put myself out there again. The first time was awful, not going to do it. And then I think it was about like sort of maybe like beginning of fourth year of uni, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to give this another try. I think I've learned a lot. And it just went on from there. And I'm sorry I gave you like the longest version of that story. I could have cut it down so much, but you know, I mentioned The Hunger Games.
I would have needed the long. This is the first one of the one type. You're the first type of. I don't know, what would you, if you had to do like on your CV, what would you say?
So to try and make myself sound better, I say producer and presenter, but reality is like food blogger or like YouTuber or something like that. So yeah, producer and presenter if I can, but I can understand
such a variety of things as well.
It's mainly like food, drink, and then sport, because like grown up as a film fan my entire life, and then it's just such an easy mix because I feel like the audience that is already there for football appreciates food and drink just as much, like just as well as well. So it kind of mixed really naturally without even me trying. It was just like, you know, I'd go to a Fulham game and everyone's like, oh my god, she's a Fulham fan, like, you know, all the Fulham fans were like, oh my god, she eats, and it's just kind of sort of but yeah, so it just I don't really know how it kind of like developed so much, and honestly, I'm appreciating every step of the way, and if it all ended tomorrow, had a great run.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, it sounds great, going to Dublin to just drink Guinness. Where, have you got any other trips planned?
Yeah, so I'm going to California next week with Taco Bell.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
So, and I literally walked past one on the way in, I was like, damn, that looks good. But yeah, so that's the next one coming up, and then going to Mexico with my girls, so no press trip, just me and my girls. Going to get really drunk, I reckon.
Oh, great. Have you been to Mexico before?
No, and if you've been before, please give me recommendations.
No, I've never been. Have you been there?
That is one of the places I've always wanted to go to. Jade?
Yeah, it's like my next.
No one ever gets round to Mexico.
No.
We all want to go. South America, and like loads of people have come from Mexico that I met in South America, and they were like, oh, going on about it. But it's so big that I was like, oh, I want to have a.
Like a full, like solid amount of time there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We've been doing the same, you know, like putting it off, and it'd be like, oh, like we'll do it next year, we'll do it next year, and like we've still kind of done that now because all we've done is book the flights, we've done nothing else, so still kind of putting it off in a way.
How long are you there for?
We're there for, I think it's about just like a week, maybe like 9 days, I reckon. But like we're all about this kind of like premium on a budget, so it's like living in like nice hostels for instance, so you know, it's kind of like it looks great but it actually cost us pennies, like the affordable trip of a lifetime.
Well, that's it. I mean, you've got to do it. I mean, Alex has just been on the trip of a lifetime, haven't you, Alex?
Yes, just got back from Canada.
Oh wow,
very good fun. So it went to Montreal, Toronto and Ottawa.
Did you go to the Montreal Comedy Festival? Is that
That is where the Montreal Comedy Festival is. But, funny enough.
Weirdly enough, it wasn't. I thought it was on.
No.
So you just went for Sean's wedding?
Yeah, I went for a wedding.
Nuts, no.
the things you do for friends, eh?
I know. I haven't even got to that stage yet, so I'm waiting for that to all come very shortly.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I'm actually, my friends are slow as fuck. It should have happened ages ago. But luckily they're all so immature that none of them have made a move yet. Oh, I'm going to, this will be really interesting. Actually, I'm going to my friend Adam's having a Somali wedding.
Oh wow!
So I'm going to that, which will be really interesting. Booze.
Where's?
I'm fine with it. I'm a mature person.
What would it like consist of other than obviously no booze?
Well, we're going to a place in Walthamstow. Thanks for inviting me, guys. We're going to
shout out.
And it's 6:30 to 1 a.m. Yeah, and there is no booze. And
to be fair, 6:30 to 1 a.m. without any 1 p.m. without any booze is quite normal, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, so 6:30 p.m. Sorry.
Oh, p.m. Sorry. I thought you said a.m. I was like, surely that's okay, isn't it? Sorry, my bad.
And there's no vodka between, like, you know.
It's not like the Weatherspoons at the airport.
But
that's going to be interesting.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
Hip flask.
Certainly. Yeah, well, he said that's what he.
Spike your own drink.
Shut up, guys. That's what he's advised me to do.
But Serbian weddings are the opposite. Like, there's actual, the priest will give out shots.
What?
Yeah, they've got like little plum brandy shots. At weddings and funerals, it's to kind of like to toast. But there's like literal trays of shots.
I love the fact that a priest is giving them out, though. I think that like is like the icing on the cake.
They're always the instigator of Serbians. Serbian dudes.
What, the plum brandy?
Yeah, plum brandy. Like? It's like tastes like paint stripper. It's really intense. It's like 50%.
I was expecting a really glowing review there. And
it's really
fucking disgusting. Absolute abomination.
Priest approves, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember I was staying with my granddad once, and like, I was just basically kind of house-sitting when he went to the church and he was drinking with the priests, and he came in. The only sentence I could get out of him was, "Fucking priests cannot handle their alcohol." And then he passed out, and I never have any idea what that anecdote was about.
Oh my god, it sounds like almost wise.
What percentage do you think it is?
It must be like 50, easy.
That's the thing.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it was probably like, it can't have been 50.
Well, beers
are like
3.5. Well, that on the fireplace there is 45.
And that's strong.
And that's, have you had it before?
No, but I mean 45%.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. Yeah, so we had, it's because I couldn't remember because of the... because up here, going down to the shop just feels so far.
Mm.
And we were up here, I can't remember, what, 2 a.m. or something, I was just with a couple of friends, and that's Alice's, my friend Sophie's French nan, who I imagine is blind for the story. I don't know whether she can't see. But she made some alcohol, and they don't really, I was like, what percentage is it? And she was like, they don't really know. What,
so you know it's high.
You just know it's high. Mm. And we had some of that, and my lord. Yeah. Mm. Like, it's like, you can put as much, I would, but towards the end, I was putting like the tiniest, tiny, tiny bit.
Mm.
And I felt like I could still like fully
feel
take
it.
And it was like that, like, I can feel the alcohol revert. Oh, it was terrible.
I just remember, like, when we, you know, like, when you were sort of that age, like, sort of 16, 17,
mm.
and just alcohol, like, just trying to get it was
mm.
just the most, like, you know, awesome thing ever.
Mm.
You know, just like, oh my God, I got this bit of alcohol. But, like, you go on holiday to, like, you know, Spain or Portugal and you can buy it. And I just remember going to Portugal and I was just like, I saw absinthe for the first time and I was there, like, I'm going to bring that. It was like 80%.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this girl, like literally, you know, this 16-year-old me can't drink for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm buying an 80% bottle of absinthe thinking, yeah, this is fine. This will do. This will last me a while. Then you have like half a shot of it and you're already gone. Like, I remember bringing it to a party. Only had half a shot because I wouldn't let myself have any more. Like, but I gave it around to like my group and everything. Some guy had like 2 and he was gone, like completely gone. So yeah, I would not advise absinthe. I mean,
I've only drunk absinthe twice, and I'm not someone that like generally like blacks out
mm-hmm.
drinking or anything like that. But those are the 2 times
I really
don't remember anything.
Yeah,
but I think apparently the way you're like supposed to drink it, I saw something and it's like, there's this absinthe bar somewhere in Europe and like a little
probably
drip
Prague.
Comes out. Yeah,
oh.
I think it might be,
yeah.
And like this little drip comes out on sugar cubes and then you like put water.
So it's almost
it.
Like having like a pipette and just going...
Yeah,
right.
I think, it might be Prague.
I know there's absinthe bars in Prague mm. and like it's quite trippy because you kind of go in and they're all lit up green. It's like, it's like, am I going into a bar or like some kind of horror movie?
Yeah.
Neon greens feels like the kind of colour just turns inside you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like shining it on like anything and just no, nothing will look good in it.
Well, I'm sort of trying to regulate my... basically, I'm worried because... So it's my 30th birthday on Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Monday. Sorry.
Yeah, retract that immediately.
I know. The thing is, I'm going away to Spain on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that just feels like it's going to all be my birthday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I haven't specified as to what day my birthday actually is.
To be honest, me and the girls, we take the whole month, so...
Yeah.
Kind of have to. Like, you've got to celebrate fully. You know, you've got to do everything.
Well, we're going to a place... My friend's friend lives in Spain, has some land.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's going there for... we've bought all these, like... So he's got a little sort of makeshift swimming pool thing, and today he sent me a photograph of a skateboard ramp that he's built.
Oh wow!
Which is actually really weirdly impressive. But
is that a hill that it's going down, or
that is a hill that's into a valley? So I think there's a drop somewhere near.
I mean, that'll be some gnarly stuff if you come off the ramp and go straight down the hill. Like, that'll be a trick and a half.
After a few absinthe,
I'm not sure if anyone who is there warrants that size of ramp. but there's a couple of my friends who are pretty good, and I'm shit. But you know, and then we're gonna go. To the beach, and we're just and I'm worried about heat and drinking.
Mm.
I just,
and now skateboard death.
Yeah, that's an added combo into it. I just got back from Glastonbury where it was 31 degrees.
Oh my gosh!
And it was so hot that there was a water shortage, so they shut down all the showers.
Oh,
so
my
it was
God.
Literally it was. There's no shade at Glastonbury whatsoever. And like, I saw
and you have to walk for miles as well. Like, some people are coming out with like 40,000, 50,000 step, like step count kind of thing. And
yeah, I hit mid 30s.
Oh my gosh.
Days. and it was like, there's no escape. And I saw some people drinking.
I love the way that people talk about festivals.
sounds like it's like fire festival, isn't it?
Like a Syrian refugee.
We were walking miles.
It's cost you like 400 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, you paid so much to be there.
That's such a lovely
How
time.
Much is a ticket to Glastonbury?
It's like 300, I think.
Okay, and then the money you spend there is, yeah, you've got
yeah, it's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I saw people drinking during the day. I was like, if I have a drink, one sip of alcohol, I will immediately get a headache.
Yeah.
Really?
But was it worth it though?
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
I had such a good nap on the Saturday. I was really.
I love how that's the best part of Glastonbury.
Did you see the little kid do the rapping thing that everyone's going insane about?
No.
Alex, I've seen it. Yeah. The guy with like the bucket hat, is
yeah,
it? Yeah.
He's definitely not coked up.
You know that he's doing. He did a club night in Newcastle recently. Because one of my friends, like, I don't know. I think they're just so like savvy on it. Mm. They'll pick it up as soon as it goes viral, and he's there like in the UK. They're like, right, this is funny. Yeah. We'll just bring him up to Newcastle, treat him to a massive night out. And yeah, they literally brought him on a night out in Newcastle, got him to like perform on stage and everything. And just a couple of my mates just being like, this would be so sick. But he was awesome. He was quite young, I think.
Yeah. Like 15.
Was he old enough to be in a club?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to look it up because I genuinely don't know.
I just saw Alex from Glastonbury.
I think he's
trending
15.
Up with me.
Yeah. He looks about 15.
Yeah, he looks about 15.
Definitely probably not drinking age. But no, I mean, the performance that he gave, though, top notch.
Oh,
like,
it was crazy.
It was so good. 50. Yeah, 15.
Already yeah, headlining clubs.
But I love the fact that all he's going to do is, you know, like after that weekend, go back in school on the Monday.
Yeah.
Just think about the contrast.
Back at school would be great.
If anything, I'd be looking forward to going back to school. I'd be like, I'm going to be the coolest person in the world right now.
How long do you reckon it lasts?
You know what? I think he's going to do well.
Oh, Alex, cynical.
I genuinely think that he's going to last for like a bit, at least a good year or so. Like depends how he flies out.
It depends if he can do his like if he's written his own raps and stuff. Then yeah. He definitely could as well.
How much time do you spend on your phone in a day?
Oh God, too much. Really, too much.
Because I think that is what. Well,
it's got to be hard, isn't it? And do you
no,
ever miss?
It's really easy. I really like it.
Do you ever miss like something and you're like, fuck, that could have been.
Yeah, no, sometimes, but it's like I don't know, I feel like when, you know, like, because with my job and everything, sometimes I've got, like, long periods of time where I'm not, you know, I'm not doing anything, it's during, like, work hours as well, so, like, everyone else is at work and I'm just kind of, like, sat at home, you know, doing the odd email, and it's not that intense or anything like that, but you know, it's sort of, for instance, if I'm actually, like, talking to people, like, in meetings or meeting them face-to-face, my phone is, like, literally the way it is now, just, like, completely down, facing down on the table. I will ignore it for as long as I need to, unless it's something that's important. You know, when it's, like, you're waiting for an email, you're waiting for a call from a manager or whatever, you're just there, like, yeah, just really sorry if my phone rings, I do really need to take it. But other than that, I'd like to sort of preach and almost be like, you know, I don't spend that long on my phone. Like, I really do.
And I'm not being that guy being like, I just think.
Do you not spend a lot of time on your phone?
No,
then?
I do. That's the problem. Yeah. I get had a guy up for spending it. And I'm not even fucking making a living.
No, to be fair, I was on it like just as much before making a living as well. So yeah,
might as well make some money.
Yeah, may as well.
So you've got a YouTube channel?
Yes, got a YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but Twitter's like sort of Twitter and Snapchat are just like my fun ones, really, because I feel like Twitter is the one where everyone goes on for a rant, as so do I. So it's I'd say Facebook's probably my biggest, but
yeah, same.
Which is weird.
We're just, you know, us two still on there fucking, you know, liking shit. My friend, so what was it, Michael, our friend who was on the podcast a couple of months ago, said he just likes. He doesn't do anything on Facebook apart from like things because he doesn't want to get too involved, but he just wants people to know he's watching.
Don't worry, guys, I'm still here.
Yes.
Click.
Yeah.
But it's like one in every 30, just like, oh, I remember mine.
To be fair, that is literally sometimes all I do. And like, do you have those people on Facebook that what is it? It's like you get so frustrated with how much they share, yet you can't get rid of them as a friend because you need to still be involved in this drama somehow.
Do you unfollow people?
No, not really, actually.
I've unfollowed about 300 people.
Really?
Yeah, because it's comedians. They're fucking...
you're just sat there like, yeah, God, we're the worst.
Just morons. And
really?
It sort of goes on forever. But what's great about it is if you've unfollowed them, and I recommend this, if someone really is annoying you, then you can never see anything they do again. And then in like 2 months' time, you'll go, oh, what happened to that arsehole? And then you can get your phone out and go, yeah, you suck. Like, one big hit. And then you can just keep scrolling.
Yeah, just catch up on everything.
And then you can go, yeah, I was right. And then you won't think about it again for like a year.
See, that's a very like mature way of doing it, to be honest. Because all I do is just sort of, there's a couple of people from like years ago that I met and everything. And like, you know, it's sort of like, you know, the Jeremy Kyle show's been cancelled now.
Oh, yeah.
It hasn't on Facebook, in my opinion. Like, it's still there. Like, this girl literally goes, it's kind of calmed down now, but like, she, you know, had a kid at 16. She has, but like, with a guy who literally has, like, gone to jail, and you know, he's like in and out and just fighting for custody, but she's, you know, updating her status every day. Like, you're just there like, oh, and then this happened, and then she did this.
Do you have spats ever?
What do you mean? What, like sort of rants or anything?
I think that spat as in like comments section banter.
So we were talking about trolls earlier, weren't we? Stuff like that.
Oh, do you get trolls?
So funnily enough, like literally on the way down, I got a comment, or I got a couple of comments on YouTube addressing my weight, actually, and saying, because it's taken me so long to get to where I am with like food. I've had such a bad relationship with it. Like, I used to overeat and put on all the weight, and then I lost all the weight, but then I got too into losing all the weight, and you know, I was like exercising every 2 days and, you know, eating like a rabbit kind of thing, and thinking that was like normal in order to stay in shape, and wasn't happy at all. And like, now I finally got to a place where I'm so happy, you know, I can, you know, I'll try to eat as healthy as possible, but I, you know, if you're gonna offer me a burger, I want to eat the goddamn burger. So I saw a couple of comments literally saying, you know, she's getting fatter and fatter in every video, and over the last month and a bit I have put on a bit of weight. I'm fine with it. Like, you know, I know it in my head, and like, I'm okay, I'm really okay with it. But it's the fact that they're calling me fat, and I'm like, I am not fat. But about 3-4 years ago, I would have been absolutely crying my eyes out, like, you know, pretty much stop enjoying myself. I'd start going back to the gym properly. Like, I would have really, really put myself in for that. So I actually did like literally a story only about 2 hours ago on the channel. I don't do it that often. I got some amazing, like, genuinely, that I think that's why my eyelash has been falling off, because I was actually crying on the tube.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming as well.
No, not at all.
Fuck off, guys. Bigger stuff.
No. It's just sort of, you know, I just wanted to address it because there are so many insecure, like, girls. I was, you know, I've been one of them, and, you know, I'm not that thick skinned. I still find it a struggle, you know, like everyone else. And, you know, as well as, you know, all these people from, like Love Island and reality TV, they're like, if I can do it, anyone can. I'm like, hun, it's your job to look fit. Like, you know, sort of like, you've got a PT with you round the clock. Like, everybody else has got proper jobs. They're working their asses off. They, you know, if you can do a job, keep your friends, do your social life, work absolutely like so hard. Like, you know, go out, have fun, have a family, have like relationship, and like do all the fun stuff as well. And then go to the gym. You deserve a freaking lifetime achievement award. Like, genuinely. So, you know, and it's trying to just put it out there that, like, you know, just try your best.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it's gone away more from being like health, because I, you know, I feel there was a whole stage of everyone like followed loads of people on Instagram for like health and fitness advice. And now it's more like, you know, a bit of health, bit of fitness, but it's more just kind of like just balance. And it's trying to put it out a bit more out there that, like, you know, you don't have to be living in the gym in order to like have the one burger one day or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, I remember watching those, like, you know, the programs about people losing weight, and they'd be like, you shouldn't have those biscuits, you know, do you know that those two biscuits that you have every day or every other day, this builds up to 1,000 calories in a week. And I'm like, yes, but do you realize that those 1,000 calories are making me not go insane on a Monday?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just trying to find that balance. And I've had an overwhelming amount of comments come back about people's like own experiences with like dealing with food and just trying to, you know, like a guy was saying to me that he'd come off the wagon with, you know, like trying to, like he had been constantly in the gym for like 2 years and had been really trying to lose weight, and then he just completely fell off. And but now he's in a much better, healthier state, and he like mental state kind of thing, and he's put on a bit of weight, but he said like, now I'm ready to go back to the gym. And I was like, that's what it should be, you know. You're not supposed to be perfect or anything like that, and if anyone thinks that they should be, they can just bugger off, because this is not fun.
Well, I, you know, I'd have to give up, I would have to give up alcohol, and I just
I can't.
And it also, you know, like my sister has given up alcohol, and it's really near impossible. And I know people who, obviously, comedian thing again, they've all got, you know, fucking drinking problems and shit. And they've come off, and I'm like really, really impressed. And they're like some guys are like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then some other guys, like a couple of months later, you see them with a pint, and for some reason you always have that automatic thing of like, oh no, fuck. And then you're like, but could I fucking do it? I just happen to be drunk that no one notices. Not that I drink every day.
To be fair, like since coming to London, I've genuinely felt exactly the same, like sort of so many social social things going on and everything, and you know, especially when the weather's this good as well, it's just like, oh, do you know what would go down really well right now? Pint.
And from my, I mean, even I can nearly see them. There's like five places that I really like to drink. Just I'm like, oh, this is a nice pub, I can deal with this. It's like, I can really, I fucking love it here.
But that's the thing, and it's like, if you completely like withdraw yourself, you may end up in like, you know, 3-4 months completely cascading onto it again. I can understand for like different reasons, because some people do it for certain reasons, which is totally fine. I know someone who literally has been sober for about 3 years, and he absolutely loves it. He thrives on life, and like, fair play to him. Like, I'm really happy for him. But it's like, I congratulate myself after like a solid week. I'm like, well done, Kate. You've done a brilliant job. Yeah. Like, that's a week. Like, it's really not like, that's not a long amount of time, but I'm there like, congrats, well done, you deserve a drink now.
I find it so tough to,
well, you can always justify it, can't you? Be like, well, I won't have a beer,
I'll
have a gin.
If anything, I'm actually, this is like me going to the gym. Going to the gym instead. No, it's hard trying to get like the balance and everything, but you know, as long as you don't completely deprive yourself, because I think that's where I kept falling off the wagon. I think where some people fall off the wagon so much is because they just completely take themselves off. If you kind of say like, right, the next 3 days I'm going to be really good, but on Thursday I'm going to go meet up with my friends and have dinner, and I'm going to allow myself to have whatever I like on the menu and have a glass of wine. I might stop after the glass of wine, that kind of thing. It's like, you're still allowing yourself to have it, but it's not going to change. You know, it's kind of like, if you've got the restraint to be like, actually, I really want like a salad, I'm like, yeah, go for it, do it. If you want it, go for it. But if you're just sort of, you know, just don't kill yourself for it, basically, because it's not worth it. And you end up missing out on so many things. And it's just like, you can still experience like so much more and still live quite healthy. I say quite healthy. The last couple of weeks have not been a really good portrayal from myself. So,
well, you know, and obviously as well, there's people out there who are killing themselves, and but we all know loads of people who fucking eat like shit and they're thin as fuck.
Oh,
like,
I know. Don't even.
I had an argument with my friend recently because what was it he said? We were getting into a hot tub. I'm a big guy, getting into a hot tub, and he said. He said it all did like some kind of thing that he said. I can't remember what it was. It'll be something dicky anyway. I said, oh, we don't want to. He goes, oh, well, you know, don't let yourself get like that. And I'm like, you eat like a seagull.
Yeah, it's like you can't even
bins
like...
and shit.
Yeah, it's just like, can't even like have 2 feet stand on. It's just like, if someone like understands where you're coming from, it's just like, okay, a bit more relatable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of like when people are like, oh, I work really hard. I'm like, no, don't.
Yeah, he literally eats Greggs. Like, his thing would be like, oh, if we were going to get breakfast, he'd be like, should we go to... It would be like the thing that I did when I was 18. Mm-hmm. You know, when you move through, you're like, I don't want to eat...
Yeah.
I don't want to eat crap all the time.
Well, it's just like when someone goes to me, it's just like, oh, I'm going to have like a pizza tonight, not even thinking about it. And I'm like, oh, I literally have to think so hard about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, right, I need to really save myself for like Domino's.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It has to be like one time, like I've been so healthy for like so many days, I've rewarded myself with this Domino's. Whereas some people, it's just like pretty much every girl I went to school with was like the stick who literally, you know, they could eat absolutely everything and I was the one who was gaining weight.
Yeah. And how do you prepare for a big... First of all, we've completely missed this. Fucking hell, this always happens. How do you prepare for an eating challenge? Or number one, what's... I don't know what, I've got so many questions now.
You guys go first.
The techniques as well.
Yeah.
Because I watched a video of someone and they were like, oh, like, I don't know how she did it, but she was like, oh, I eat and swallow it.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Oh, okay. So to address like the first question, the like preparing and everything. So funnily enough, I've actually got a challenge on Thursday. So this is how I can sort of tell you about preparation.
Okay, cool.
So I don't do anything massive, to be honest. I feel like because the whole competitive eating industry is like, I'd say about a good 90%. Almost maybe like 95, I think I might be the 5, take it very, very seriously. They are very like gym heavy. They go to the gym all the time. Their metabolisms are like rock through the roof. Like genuinely, they are probably some of the fittest people like you'll ever meet. But they, so because they're burning so many calories and things, they know how to prepare. Some of them do this thing called like water training, which is basically just drinking a shitload of water and just expanding your stomach. You know, to a point where it's almost like you feel sick and you could like throw up water almost. You know, like say if you've eaten something really spicy and you just down loads of water and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I feel like I can actually, when I move, I can actually feel waves crashing.
Yeah.
So like there's water training, which I did a couple of times up in Newcastle. I just didn't enjoy it. I just, you know, it would probably be like something I would continue doing eventually, but I just don't take it that like seriously enough. And then like day before, I eat quite healthily. Like, you know, I'm going to try and up my exercise this week. But that's about it. I'm not gonna eat before the challenge. So my challenge is like up near Birmingham. So I'm gonna be getting a train up to Birmingham in the morning, going up there, setting up, and then just giving the challenge a go around about like 12:01-ish, I reckon. And that is literally as much preparation as goes into it. I should take it more seriously, but I just...
Will you be having an audience or will you get there?
No. Yeah. Like, because the thing is, because I've like mainly... Mine's for a client, so it's like to make sure that the video online is the main focus. If I start getting an audience that like, you know, I've had before where people have bumped the camera, the... you know, sort of like the background noise has affected the microphone and everything. And also, I don't want to put the staff out as well.
It looks like a nightmare to all, like those Man versus Food ones. And then they've got the audience to play over along. And then if there's not a good vibe in the audience, they almost need like a warm-up guy.
Yeah, like, but I think the Man versus Food, are you talking about like the actual TV show? Or the
the
guys online almost?
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I was talking about the actual TV show, but what's good about him is he is a compare, isn't he?
Yeah, and also when, I feel like when people go in with all, like with the amount of cameras that go into like the actual Man versus Food show, people almost, and it's in America as well, so everyone just wants to get involved anyways. But yeah, I think I've had an audience before and it's really fun actually, because everyone is like, oh, go on, you can do it. It is that kind of like motivational mentality, which is lovely. But then you get to the end and you know what I found the funniest thing? So I did one with an audience in it was actually in a market in Soho, so it was right next to the Les Mis Theatre, like just to kind of give context of how central this is. It's like literally bang in the middle of like Leicester Square, like Piccadilly, that kind of way. And it was in the middle of like this street market, so I knew the guys at the end, guys called Sling and Po' Boys. They've also got a place called Baobar, so they've it's like New Orleans, like that kind of like po' boy, that type of food. Utterly delicious. And was doing a video with them where we made this thing called like the Widowmaker, which is, to put it in perspective, like a pretty much like a French baguette, like a whole French baguette, like sawed in half with just like tons of food down the middle. And I had, it was like, you know, when you go into Covent Garden, you see those people who are like, you know, on unicycles or juggling or you know, all that kind of stuff. I was like that. So people were like on, you know, tourists were like walking by and just going, I'm like, what the fuck? Because like I feel like in London everyone's so used to seeing like the you know, the guy who's doing the limbo, or there's a guy on a unicycle, or there's someone singing or whatever. But this, it was a bit like, wait, what? Like, even like Londoners were stopping, which I found was really funny at the beginning. Near the end, though, all you see is, like, I managed to get through all the bread and everything. All you see is me looking at this awful, like, pile of mushed up food about this big, me just looking at it for about 20 minutes. Like, you know, people have just joined in the queue, just going, coming on. And I'm just there, like, that was the bit I found really awkward, is all the new people coming in. I almost needed a picture just to be like, this is what it was before. Yeah.
And what was in the baguette?
Oh gosh, they actually put like four bits, like it was like four different sandwiches in one sandwich. So it was like a po' boy, it was like almost like a meatball type thing. Like, it was a lot basically, but yeah, I didn't actually finish that. And that was, again, what sucked, because at the end of it, you know, I've just been looking at this, like, mush for about the last 20 minutes and I couldn't even finish it, so...
Was that a psychological...
You get to a point where, you know, when it's... when you're at the end of a meal and, like, you're absolutely stuffed and you're just like, I can't even take another bite, otherwise I will be sick, so...
Yeah.
And it's not worth it, like, especially in public, so...
In the middle of Covent Garden.
Yeah, just like...
I tried to... When I was in... I did the 2-week road trip through California, and we went to a few places. So me and my friends, we were big fans of the show Man vs. Food.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to one of the
places. You need to give me recommendations, by the way.
We'll do. But yeah, we went to one of them, and like, I don't think we appreciated, like, we thought we'd just turn up and go, we're going to do the challenge.
Yeah.
You've been waiting for me. But some of these dishes are so big, it takes weeks to prepare and order.
Oh, really?
And they're like... Because obviously it's a lot of food. They don't want people turning up and like wasting it for the sake of it. It's like some of them are like hundreds of dollars. If you finish it, it's free. If you don't finish it,
it's expensive.
You can't. It's to kind of deter people kind of just rocking up.
Yeah. So what was it that you went in for?
It was like a ribs place. I can't remember exactly what it was, but. They wouldn't.
I would like more details on the ribs.
Have you heard of this place? I can't remember if we discussed it on the podcast before as well, that place in Las Vegas, the Heart Attack Grill.
Oh, I've heard of that,
I was going to go there, but then I can't remember why, but I would have liked to, you know, where they serve it in their hospital gowns.
Heart
Attack Grill, I think it's called.
Yeah. Have you heard of this one, Jade?
No.
So it's this guy, he's quite a controversial figure in America. He walks around the restaurant dressed as a doctor, and then all the people that eat there are in, like, hospital gowns. And then if you order wine, it comes in like an IV drip bag.
Oh, amazing.
See, I think it's all fine up until the bit where... So they have a rule that anyone over £300 eats for free. That's the one thing that I'm like, I don't agree with completely. Everything else is fine because it's like, what is it? If you don't finish your meal, they'll spank you. So like literally with like a paddle ball, they'll actually spank you. So it's kind of like the funny mentality. Like, I like the idea of the place, but that's the one thing that I really don't agree with, because that is just encouraged. Like, you know, there's encouraging and then there's freaking encouraging. Like,
plus the spanking gets all the perverts off the street as
well. You've lured them into this restaurant.
Oh, I didn't finish again.
So, for example, if you're going out to California with Taco Bell, do you kind of just think to yourself, now, Taco Bell tonight, I know I'm going to have so much of that when I'm in the project? Or...
Not necessarily, because they've given us like an itinerary, and it happened the same with like a trip I did with KFC, because it's like, you know, I was expecting pretty much every single meal was going to be a KFC.
You did a trip with KFC to where?
Kentucky and Texas.
Fuck me.
Jesus Christ. Can I just, listeners, I've never seen Joe look this happy.
Swearing as well, so much more than I usually would. It's the information that I'm hearing. But, so... How long were you there for?
So it was only there for 4 days. So it really, like, it was a really intense trip. Like, we were in Kentucky for 2 days and then we flew to Dallas. Like, literally, it was so, so compact, but it was amazing. But we ate KFC maybe like 2-3 times.
Okay.
Like, you know, even then, I maybe twice. Like, really, not as much
but
as.
But you had to eat it whilst being filmed in a room with.
Yeah, so we
three
were,
other people, or
yeah, so we were like, the whole point of the Paris trip was to kind of like do the route of like the life of the colonel, so like learning about the colonel and sort of what
I'd
he did.
Love
so we made
to learn about the colonel.
It was so interesting. It literally was so interesting. So like going out there, got to go to like the first ever KFC, so where it like originally began, and it was called like Colonel's Cafe or something like that, and it was just, it was amazing. He owned 80 white suits, 40 of like linen for the summer and 40 cotton for the winter. Like, it was such an eye-opening trip and everything. And you'll be pleased to know, we went to Texas to go to the headquarters, got to meet the CEO, a guy called Roger Eaton. Roger Eaton is a Fulham fan, can I just say?
Oh yeah.
Literally, so that's how we like bonded. I'm not joking. He was like, because the guy, the other guy who was on the press trip, he does mainly football. So a guy called Jamel, really, really lovely guy. And he was chatting, and I think just as soon as he, you know, it's like first thing he was like going to talk to him, he was like, what do you do? And he was like, I work in football. And I think he just said, oh, I'm a Fulham fan. And I just overheard this, and I was there like, did he just say he's a Fulham fan? So I came over, I was like, hi, I'm Kate. Did you just say that you're a Fulham fan? He was there like, yeah. I was just like, yeah, you're a legend. Like, and then afterwards, about a couple of months later, because I said to him, I was like, I'd love to go to a Fulham game with you. If you're ever in the UK, it'd be so, so great to go with you. Never thinking that this would go anywhere at all. Bear in mind, this guy's, you know, like in his probably, I'd say like 50s, somewhere around then. He's a really cool guy. He's South African, lovely, lovely man. And because he said he came to the UK, you know, every time he's in the UK, he always goes to a Fulham game. 2 months later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just Google him, just see if I can find an email address. So I'm sat there on Google, like Roger Eaton KFC email. Like, genuinely, no scientific like evidence, no background round or whatever. And it just came up with his email address. And I was like, this definitely won't work. Like, you know when it's just like, this is too easy.
It's not Roger Eaton at KFC.
It's like Roger Eaton at... No, I'm not joking. It's like Roger Eaton at yum.com or something. Like, because Yum is the company that owns KFC.
Oh, okay, right.
So I emailed him. About 12 hours later, I get a response. He's like, hey, Kay, yeah, funnily enough, I'm actually going to the Crystal Palace game, the first game of the last season. So I was like, yeah, I'm actually going to a Crystal Palace game. It'd be really good to grab a drink with you. I got a drink with him and his wife before the game. I was just like, what the hell is going on?
Were they in the, where were they sitting?
I'm going to guess they were sat in Riverside.
How expensive are the posh seats at Fulham?
Last season, they were particularly expensive. Mm. It was like the cheap seats for one game I went to. It wasn't even like against a big team. So Fulham, West Ham, they kind of argued it was
like 70 quid or something.
70 quid cheapest ticket, and that's like the shit seats.
And it was like, wasn't it at one point, it was like literally we knew we were getting relegated and it was someone else who was like getting relegated, and it was just like, it was still like 70 quid. I'm like, why would I go to watch two teams get relegated together for 70 quid?
You don't support either of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying to Kate earlier as well, met another Fulham fan at Glastonbury.
Who was that?
Hugh Grant.
You didn't meet.
Yeah, you did.
You met Hugh Grant.
I got a high five off Hugh Grant.
Jade, how many minutes are we on? We've been fucking around.
I thought you were about to cut my Hugh Grant anecdote. Sure, how long we are? Yeah, well, we've wrapped up now. Yeah, so basically, who's being escorted?
I can't believe you didn't bring that up immediately.
You
should have been like, oh, hi, by the way, this, like, literally, first sentence.
Your first thing about Glastonbury was,
do you know what? Someone's got to work.
Lack of shade over Hugh Grant.
I feel like everyone needs to listen to the entire podcast just to get to that, like, highlight moment.
Did I not tell you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Tell me you met someone from a band I had never heard
of. Oh, Pale Waves, yeah, they're great.
You didn't say Hugh Grant.
I love how, like, that was the highlight, and also the nap.
Oh, that was a great nap. It was in, like, the hippie section. So, yeah, basically, he's getting escorted through the crowd. Like, there was a security guard, and he goes... Hugh Grant coming through, and everyone's kind of like, that's weird, but what weird thing is like, oh, it's actually Hugh Grant. And I was like, had a split second thing, do I ask him for a selfie or do I like connect with him, because I know he's a Fulham fan? And I said, Hugh, I'm a Fulham fan. And he turned around and went, legend, and high-fived me.
Oh,
great story, see? That. Well done. Yeah. Story. I'm proud.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
I can see why you kept that one on ice.
That's like one of my go-to anecdotes. Just did a hand pistol signal that no one else is going to see.
He just did finger guns.
Yeah, I'm so happy with that.
I love how you probably did that to Hugh as he was leaving. You're like,
hey, we'll see you later.
See you in the cottage, Hugh. Alex, remember me?
How did he do it?
Because he's battered.
Oh, really?
Battered. Yeah, he seemed a bit drunk.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were talking about his physical. I was like, are you a little shit?
Yeah. God, he's No, he seemed a bit drunk.
He was really...
To be fair, I couldn't see, like, if you were asking about his physical appearance, I could just see his head as a head.
How do you know...
As a head and an arm going through the crowd.
How do you know he's a Fulham fan?
Because he's the celebrity fans for each club, so... celebrity Fulham fans include Hugh Grant, Daniel Radcliffe, Richard Osman, Lily Allen,
Margot Robbie. One of the best, yeah. Genuinely greatest human on earth.
According to Wikipedia, Pope John Paul II was also a Fulham fan.
Oh.
When he was studying for his Pope stuff.
is it an exam? Is it like
his hopes?
It's like a GCSE. He was studying in West London, apparently. Like, yeah, so he used to go down there.
Sorry, I'm really intrigued about this Pope course on GCSEs.
I got an A star in Pope.
Yeah. That's the wrong answer.
Also, a massive left turn back to KFC.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I found genuinely shocking, in Canada, KFC is not called KFC.
What?
What's it called?
It's. Can we edit out the silence where I Google this?
Well, not,
or we could just add the countdown theme tune.
I hope it's not going to be...
In Australia, Burger King is called Hungry Jack's.
Oh, really?
So I'll fill the silence while you look up.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
I did not know that's a thing. I just thought it was like unanimous, like across the board. Like.
I have been to a Hungry Jack's and it was very nice.
Was it good?
Hmm.
Is it the same in Hungry Jack's?
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, I don't know.
I'd love it if you fucked this up and you thought that Burger King was KFC and then the person KFC.
Hungry just my whole Jack's. Life has been a lie.
It's PFK.
PFK. I've heard of PFK. That makes sense.
Poulet frites du Kentucky.
Oh. That makes it sound like a really fancy restaurant.
It's in some kind of weirdo language.
Le Zinger.
Was that just when you went to the French speaking?
So that's just Quebec.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just thought a brand name.
I just thought
brand,
it floated.
Like,
yeah.
Like McDonald's, I kind of thought like you don't change the name of the company whatever country you go to.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. Like. Didn't even know that was a thing at all.
I feel cheated. No, don't.
Also, poutine in Canada.
I've heard amazing things about it.
So I had it.
Is it like chicken and like cheese
it's
or
chips,
gravy
and cheese?
Yeah.
But they do like vegan and vegetarian ones as well. So
actually, you know what? There are kind of like this poutine fries in. It's sort of actually ironically like a New Orleans bar, but they do these amazing poutine fries at a place in Tooting Broadway Market called Bayou Bar, the one that I mentioned before with the Slinging Po' Boy.
Oh, yeah,
these poutine fries are unbelievable, genuinely. Even like watching a video, I'm like, oh my god, I want it now.
Concentrating is hard.
I
struggle.
My attention span is like, I said we went to me and Jay went to see Idols band player Comedia, and even when I'm really enjoying a gig, my attention span over about once I get to about 10 songs, even if I'm having a really good time, my mind just kind of my attention span's gone. Tens is perfect for me.
See, I don't know whether that's because like since like leaving school and like university that you don't have a kind of like regimented things of things that you dislike almost that like you're forced to do without any, you're not allowed to have any distractions, whereas like, you know, I'd say there's a good majority, I'm not gonna say all because like there are some jobs where you're not allowed to go on your phone at all, but a good majority where you are, so it's kind of like you can get distracted by that, but then also it's like you know, you're doing a job where it's, I'd say a good amount of times it's in a job in a career that you may enjoy or like actually have some kind of like interest in, so but yeah, there's like, you know, that whole, I feel like probably the most I ever concentrated was probably like my A levels.
Yeah.
And that's probably the last time since. It's just getting worse.
Because it's so readily available now as well. I went to see Jack White at the Brighton Centre, and they've started doing gigs now where like you have to put your phone so it's like, and then you also had these weird, so my phone was in my pocket the whole time.
I think that is a good idea. But it would be annoying.
But then there's like, it was really weird because you have these like you have smoking areas, but then you've also got designated like phone areas as well.
Oh, really?
So like, if you're like, obviously, if you have an emergency, you can.
Yeah.
Use
your phone. You've got kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it like an embargo? Was it just because it was like embargoed or something? Like it couldn't be released out into the public, or was it just purely for respect of the gig?
Just he wants people to enjoy the music.
That's
and,
fair.
And enjoy
yeah.
the
yeah.
like, live in the moment kind
That's
of.
That's completely fair to be. I heard that, like, I want to say Eminem did that or asked to do that or something,
yeah,
or said, like, you know, oh no, I think he announced it, like, he headlined a big festival like a couple of years ago.
Reading, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was. And I think he announced at the gig being like, you know, the people who are watching this at home, whatever, they're not true fans. The true fans are actually here. Mm. Like, he actually doesn't like when people, like, are watching him online because they're not, like, true fans. And I'm like, well, mate, some people can't afford it, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
but sorry.
The tickets were free, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, literally, sorry that you've got millions and millions of pounds, like, you know.
We were saying that earlier about the football thing as well. There's a lot of... in the football kind of fan sphere, if you can't go to every single game, there's people, lots of other football fans look down on you if you haven't been to every single,
or even like a good majority or whatever. And it's just kind of like, you know, I sort of said, it's like summarised it quite well, which is like, you know, it, just because I don't go to as many football games doesn't mean I'm any less of a fan. It's, you know, you could be watching it at home on TV, and it's a bit like, you know, with the price inflation at the minute, and it's, you know that you're paying, like, they've inflated it to like, what, £20 for a friendly, and it's a bit like, I sent a message to my dad. I was there like, Dad, because he's been a film fan for about 60 years or so. I was like, Dad, what did the tickets almost like used to be? Because he was the one, you know, I've grown up with him, he was always the one like buying them for me, which is very kind of him. I buy them now, so
yeah.
But he I sort of sent him to him and he goes, 20p. Like,
really?
I think
wow.
he was joking, but like, yeah. even still,
I totally took that.
Yeah, well, to be fair, for a Fulham game, you would,
yeah.
But it's but yeah, it's just kind of, you know, there's that whole kind of like almost snobbery, and it's just, you know, just like. As especially as a girl as well, like all of my girl mates, I'd say the good majority of them don't, you know, they're not like, they'll watch maybe a little bit, but they're not into it. They don't support a team. They're, you know, probably like, and I'm glad to see that there's so many like females like coming into sport now, which is great, and I'm all for it. But within my group at the minute, like, I'm the only girl pretty much who follows football. So for my weekends as well, it's like they're overrun by all my girls. Like, literally, I don't have a single free weekend because they will take over everything. They're like, oh, what are we doing this weekend? Oh my god, this is on, like, let's go to this, let's do this. And I'm just like, I will go to everything. So it's like, yeah, so trying to actually find one that works. And even like the midweek ones, I mean, sometimes it's like a Tuesday at 8 p.m. and a lot of my work stuff ends up being during the midweek, so I miss those as well. And you know, someone gave it to me just being like, you know, always Kate, like on Twitter, was like, oh, is Kate Oven still pretending to be a Fulham fan? I'm like, mate, if I was going to support a team, surely I'd pick someone better than Fulham. Like, if I was going to be a fake supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's a weird kind of, you know, these stadiums, like, they, especially, you know, with Fulham being in the centre of London, and it's quite like a touristy team as well, like, the expense rate is so hard to almost stay a fan. You know, it makes me almost want to go back down to like League One or something, to be like, so I can afford a ticket.
Yeah.
And it's like, out of principle as well, it's, you know, even if you can afford it, it's almost like the principle of, there are so many fans out there who can't, and I feel bad about, you know, being able to, when actually I'd love to see some fans who are absolutely diehard go, you know, like, enjoy the game and really deserve it type thing. So it's quite a hard one. Like,
it's easy once you pay for the ticket and everything, getting there, it's
over £100
day out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could do... really fucked up shit for that money, couldn't you, really?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you can literally go on like an all-inclusive holiday for about 300.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
yeah.
That could be like for a whole week as well.
I don't like the snobbery idea of it as well, because they, you know, I feel sorry for the partners of those people who are there every, you know, home and away.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you've got no life.
See,
really?
I can understand. Like, I'd be understanding, because it's an okay time. It's sort of, you know, it's 3 o'clock. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's almost like filler almost. And it's, you know, they're going to be watching it anyways. Like, most of the time, you know, most boys, they'll be like in a pub, or they'll be watching on TV, or they'll be getting updates on their phone. And like, I think it's fine, as long as it's not like, almost talking about it like in a degrading way to other people, you know, sort of, you can do what you want to do, and you know, the partner's going to be there obviously for, you know, they love you and they're there for to be with you, and like they'll hopefully understand that and things, because they probably learned about it whilst dating you, that it's just like crap, he's football mad. But I completely agree with the whole kind of, you know, you can get a little bit obsessive, but I'm like, as long as you're not mean to other people, just, you know, I guess you can just do what you want, but there are some who are actually mean, and it's just a bit like, is this really necessary? Like, just because I don't go to games does not stop you going.
Especially on social media and stuff like that, as soon as people behind this keyboard or the phone keyboard, it's kind of, they just feel like they can say what they want.
Yeah.
With no repercussions.
I think at some point, though, everyone's private messages are going to be exposed. This is my conspiracy theory.
Oh my gosh, that is a big one.
I reckon it's going to be like WikiLeaks, but for the shittest human beings in the universe. Yeah. Like,
oh, that
everyone's
would be great.
Things would be viewable. I can pretty much say that I'd stand by a lot of what I said.
Yeah.
Although, like, say, for instance, last weekend I went away with a load of friends who I started doing comedy with, and not all of them do comedy anymore, but there's some of the things we said, I mean, I'm sure you could get arrested. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, as in just, like, funny, but you're just like, you really can't
to
say
be fair, to be fair, I think the funniest ones is, like, you know when, you know, obviously I'd say a good 80% of the UK is just sarcastic, like everyone's sarcasm, but it's like, imagine all the group chats, you know, like something where it could be read, you know, we read it in a certain way, but whereas somebody may not, imagine those ones getting exposed.
And it really annoys me because you have to pretend like you don't have these, like say for instance my girlfriend Alice, whenever she's standing near a pond, she gets this thing like every now and again to throw her phone into the pond, like
the
weird compulsion.
Yeah.
And like that, people say, well, you know, when you're amongst friends, you say loads of shit that's awful.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I'd
totally.
I'd love to see, I would like it. Even for the cost to myself, which I can assure you would be horrendous.
No, to be fair, I get the exact same thing. So, you know, like in small shops, when you sort of see all the like the things like on pretty much on the outside, the guy who works there is like right deep into the shop and whatever. I was like, I could literally just take this.
Yeah.
And it's like, because there's no security, there's no whatever.
Yeah.
And I get this urge like all the time. I've like, just for a fact, I've never stolen anything. I accidentally stole something from Claire's Accessories and I took it back because it got attached to my bag. So I literally came in and was like, sorry, I stole this. Like, it's like, I didn't mean to. Like, I felt so guilty and I'd not actually done anything wrong. But I know that weird urge, and it's a bit like, this is so bad to even think about it, but pretty much all the time, and I'm like, I genuinely think I'm a criminal. With that horror story, I probably am.
What is a quick random detour?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the challenge you're doing on Thursday that you
So,
you actually asked that earlier.
Yeah, no. The challenge I'm doing is at a place called Sizzling. So it's like part of the Sizzling chain. It's part of like Mitchell and Butler's. So they've got like Harvester and things like that. So it's up in Birmingham because apparently that's like one of the, like the new branding bits that they're like moving on to. And we've kind of come up with it together. So I'm not entirely sure because I wanted to make sure that it was like a British dish. If I'm going to go to a pub, it's got to be something British.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to go for like fish and chips or like, you know, we did a fry up a few weeks ago. We did like five of their breakfasts and everything. That was very hard. Like,
yeah,
you know, I just kind of came in and they were like, you should do three. I was like, no, let's do five. that was one of the worst ideas I've ever had.
Was it beans as well?
Yeah, beans.
Fuck me.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, that was probably my favourite bit. Yeah.
They didn't give you bread.
Yeah, they gave us bread.
Oh,
but I did, I wasn't like, I think I asked them to take like a couple of them out because I was like, guys, seriously, that's like a whole loaf.
Yeah.
But this one, I think it's going to be like a, you know, when you get like gammon and like chips, like that kind of, you know, like mixed grill, that type of thing. So that's, I think that's what we've concluded on. I, you know, it may change on the day, but that's
might change it on the day.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I'm just trying to think of what would go like the most viral. I want to make sure that they're going to get like the best. You know, they're not known for a single dish, so it's a bit like we can play around with what is going to, you know, prove the best in terms of views
roast
for them.
Mm.
Oh, roast dinner would actually be. See, that's what I mean. Like, it could change.
Yeah, great.
You know what? Just drown it in gravy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. That would be an assistance because it sort of means
helps
that you're
go down.
Mm. I have done, what is it? I did a Yorkshire burrito. So when all the, it was oh humongous. It was about like probably same size as the French baguette. that was huge. And that took a while as well. Like I literally sat there and I was just like, I think we've been here for about an hour now.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was delicious. Like, I'd highly recommend getting a smaller one. But it's like a whole roast dinner, like, wrapped up inside a Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, I've had one of those. I went to York and I got off the...
The Yorkshire Burrito Co., I think it is. Like, the little black shop with the yellow branding.
Oh, maybe it was that place. Yeah. And I ordered and then Alex was like, what have you ordered? And I was like, Yorkshire Ridge. Dirty things in you. Literally been off the train 20 minutes and you're already fucking eating it.
Yeah, but at the same time, Yorkshire.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you. I had three before we left.
I literally just rumbled so
much. Yeah, I know.
There's going to be like a backing track to this podcast and just stomach going.
You say this, I think we might all be in the same boat as well. Like, genuinely am starving. Like,
I think us saying we're starving is probably... good time to go to the pub segment. We probably need food.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on, Kate. Could you tell our listeners like all your Twitter handles and Instagram stuff? And
Just Kate Ovens, OVENS, like the kitchen. basically just type that into a thing, so I'm sure you'll be able to find it. The only other one that's different is Snapchat, which I'm pretty much the only person who still uses it. It's Covens12. So yeah, nothing too exciting, but thank you guys so much for having me on. It's been awesome. I feel like I could just carry, you know, I feel like we're just going to go down, get some food, come straight back up again. So
I think we can continue this conversation over pizza.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us,
thank
Kate.
You, thank you so much. It's been awesome. I'm really sorry about chatting you.
Thanks
off,
for coming.
That'd be great. Really fun. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.